T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank goodness. It's Friday. Great to be back with you. Let's begin here. An unusual graduation ceremony. This one taking place on the left coast, of all places. Tearful family members, caps and gowns, pomp and circumstance, only with added security. This is one of those stories that I like to encourage you with. Actually, it's not. I'm getting this confused with another story. Not actually on the left coast. This actually in the Midwest. And I think this is absolutely awesome, what is taking place here. The first 10 graduates of the Washington University Prison Education Project received their diplomas in the visiting room at the Missouri Eastern Correctional Center State Prison for Men. Graduates. These students, all convicted of felonies, earned associate degrees by completing 60 credits in courses taught by Washington University professors. They take 2 to 4 classes each semester, all for free. Course offerings this spring include Chinese Civilization, Introduction to Macroeconomics, and Greek Mythology. This is some pretty intense stuff, don't you think? A comparative literature professor and director of the program says, "We've created this liberal arts environment in the middle of a prison. You get your books, and it's Homer's Odyssey, and you start talking about the text. You're the professor. They're not criminals. They're not inmates. They're college students." Graduates of Washington University's Prison Education Project speak with its director. They get coaching. 30 prisoners are now enrolled for the summer session, where they can study religion, calculus, all kinds of subjects. 50 to 60 inmates apply each year for the coveted 10 open spots in the program. Only 10. Applicants must have a high school diploma or equivalent, take an exam, and write a personal essay. The students are relieved of prison work duties while enrolled. Boy, that's an extra bonus. Washington U's Pacific Campus, as it is known, includes a computer room and study hall that hosts a speaker series, reading group, and tutoring. The program helps the prisoners feel less marginalized and more like contributing members of society. One graduate, Kareem Martin of St. Louis, said, "It's awakened something in me that needed to be awakened." Classes also offered to prison staff, which improves relationships by providing a shared goal with the prisoners. I think this is pretty cool. One of about 200 sponsored by universities at prisons nationwide. Launched this back in 2008. And as I mentioned, they enroll 10 students every year working toward their degrees. I think this is wonderful. I have communicated a number of times. I believe the prison system as it is constituted is a disaster area. I don't believe in prisons the way we do this. I believe in restitution. Paying people to sit day after day, day after day. And I'm especially speaking to non-violent criminals. Now, you want to talk about violent criminals, let's have another conversation. But a lot of these people, they're just rotting for nothing. And we're paying for it. What's the purpose? Somebody's committed a property crime, make them work off the crime with restitution, get them out of there, and let's move on. But I am glad to see people were actually in a position where they're going to be better off now than when they went into prison. That's a good thing for all of us, don't you think? My other positive story, kind of surprisingly, connected to Hollywood, relates to actor Jeffrey Rush. As you know, the Me Too movement has gotten a lot of attention. And when there are things that happen that I think are inappropriate and in fact are criminal, there ought to be a consequence. I'm all for that. But there are people who are bound and determined to throw around false accusations as well. People have been falsely accused. Reputations have been destroyed. And I think it's awesome when people fight back and they are vindicated. Case in point, actor Jeffrey Rush. Did you see the story about him? He's been awarded the largest ever defamation payout to a single person in Australia. $2.9 million. He won the case against Nationwide News, which publishes Australia's Daily Telegraph. The Sydney newspaper published stories accusing him of behaving inappropriately towards former co-star Aaron G. Norville. Judge Michael Wigney found that Ms. Norville was prone to exaggeration. Well, imagine that. Mr. Rush sought an injunction to prevent the Telegraph republishing accusations at the heart of the case. Nationwide News obviously has appealed against this initial ruling. The accusations detailed in the Telegraph article King Lear date back to a 2015 theater production of King Lear in which Mr. Rush acted alongside Ms. Norville. Mr. Rush awarded $850,000 in general and aggravated damages plus more than $1 million for past economic loss, $919,000 in future economic loss, $42,000 interest. He was originally seeking $25 million in damage. Now, this is a fraction of that. But I think this is great. Because when people make baseless accusations, they ought to pay for it. There ought to be a penalty. When news agencies just print these things without any solid evidence, they should be made to pay for it. Do you disagree with that? I would love to see a lot of reform in this area. Mainly, they've got to prove the validity of the claims that they are publishing. And the bottom line is, if you don't know for sure, you don't publish it. Boy, there's a novel idea. Coming up, we'll delve into the food fight we discussed yesterday between the president and the Speaker of the House. And I'm going to talk about one of my biggest pet peeves. That's coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, and some of the reaction to the story, the first story I share, it's somewhat predictable. Not everyone excited about this idea of prison inmates and college education. And I would suspect here, free college education. Let's go out to Bill first. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was kind of inclined. It's exciting that they are allowed to, get some education more toward their degree. But I kind of wish they would take another step, because the problem is, once they get released and they have a degree, they're going to be very difficult to get a job with a felony on their record. And so if something can be done on that side of it, it would really help them, because a lot of places won't even hire you throwing bags at the airport with a felony on your record.
That's kind of interesting. So you think this is another area that needs to be addressed. Well, how would you deal with that, Bill?
Well, maybe if you complete the program, they can take you back into court and not modify your sentence, but modify your, the tag that's attached to your sentence. Instead of saying,
change your criminal record, basically.
Yes.
You're talking about essentially expunging that. So when there's a criminal check.
Just a lesser degree of a charge.
Okay.
Felony side.
Yeah, I think the cleanest way to do that is just to expunge it. If you're confident the person is clean, that's the easiest way to do that, Bill. Great idea, and it's certainly something worth conversation. Again, I keep coming back to this. I should have asked this question of him, but I'm thinking of this of nonviolent offenders, especially. On the text line, I graduated $35,000 in student loan debt because I had to pay my way as I went through school. I've committed no crime, no felonies, no issues at all. Yeah. I'm not in prison. I still pay my $35,000 student loan. I think this is absolutely ridiculous for felons, prisoners, to get more opportunity presented to them than everyday, hardworking, middle-class Americans. I get it. I understand where you're coming from. This can be frustrating. Vince, I'd like to see the stats of the people who graduated from the free college in prison, how well they do when they get out. You give it the awe factor. But it would be interesting to know what the result is of our taxpayer money. And you deserve to know that. Why not? Good morning, Vince. If this actor got almost $3 million for something nobody knew about, how much do you think Nick Sandman will get? This was national news for days. It was all bull crap. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Please remember the reason we have a 3-day weekend. It's Tony out of McCannville. I'm with you, Tony. You make a great point. And you're not going to find a person who's more excited about Nick Sandman than myself. I told you, when this first hint of lawsuits came out, that's one of the things I said to you. This guy's going to clean up. And he deserves to clean up. On the text line as well. Wow. The lunatics are already running the asylum. It seems, why not have criminals create the new laws for the legal system? What the hell? Another person here is saying, classify felonies as NVF or VF for violent felony or nonviolent felony. That's a pretty clever idea. Trump administration already addressed this issue with huge tax breaks for hiring felons. And this person actually sent a text in. I've got a felony. Made over $80,000 last year. Things are only obstacles if you let them be. Really? That is quite intriguing. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go out to another call in York, this time from Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I wanted to mention something that was done in the state of Delaware. I think it was in the early 70s. They started a program like that for convicted felons that hadn't murdered anyone or something like that. And anyone that wanted to go to University of Delaware 4 years free, they were allowed to do that. And what happened, some people would actually commit felonies and want to and get caught.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding me, Joe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, the state got so overwhelming with those kind of people, they actually had to drop their program. Anyone else is aware of that, could they please call in and clarify that? But it's sad. It's really sad for that kind of thing.
My goodness, that is crazy, Joe. I appreciate your call. I got to look this up. That is just absolutely crazy. Since she agrees for free college. Okay. We gotta look this up. That is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. On the text line, when I lived in Alabama decades ago, I couldn't get a Pell Grant for college. I was told they were reserved for prison inmates. Really? Sorry, Vince, what y'all need to watch, what you say in jest, because if you look at some of the convicted felons who are outside the walls, they're now living the normal life or doing everything they're supposed to do, and you talk to them about the laws, they're much, much more hardcore on certain ones that they feel need to stay in prison. So what could you say in jest? Because convicted felons may really have some good things to say about the new laws. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, let's jump into this feud, shall we? This feud between Trump and Pelosi. What did I tell you on this program yesterday? I told you it's going to be back and forth and back and forth. And it was. You heard Nancy Pelosi yapping yesterday, flapping her gums. Yesterday, Donald Trump responded. And we have a couple of pieces of audio from him. Here's the first one where he is talking about Nancy Pelosi and the way she behaved at her news conference yesterday. Listen up.
I saw her read it perfectly, just the way she said it. It's a very, very sort of a nasty type statement, but I will say this. She said I walked into the room right next door yesterday and walked in and started screaming and yelling. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Because I know that they will always say that, even if it didn't happen, because this happened once before. I walked out. I was so calm. You all saw me minutes later. I was at a news conference. I was extremely calm. I was probably even more so in that room. So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it. Now
she's lost it. Now we need a stage for these people. Can we do? Let's bring back. Was that an MTV Celebrity Deathmatch? Yeah, we got to bring that back.
Yes, it was. That'd be great.
I don't know. Maybe we got to make that a real thing. You know, just put them in a ring and let them fight it out. I don't know. Coming up, we're going to have some more on this, including a phrase that presidents used before that I don't know what to say. Well, I will know what to say. We'll talk about it coming up. Also, one of my biggest pet peeves from the defenders of the president. Do you know what it is? Well, I've got solid evidence of why this is a pet peeve of mine coming up. And I'm going to warn you, you better bring your A game on this one. This one drives me up the wall. Stay with us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. This is a good text. We are a conversation about any kind of reform as it relates to our justice system. You shouldn't know the accountant that you're hiring is a thief because he wasn't violent. That's something you better think about, huh? Nancy, you protest too much. You are a sinking ship, my dear. You and your party tried to get him and you failed. Keep fighting for things that don't help Americans. Go ahead and retire, because he will win the next election. Jim out of Easley. No, Vince, I haven't the foggiest idea of what your major pet peeve against President Trump is, because you have so many of them. Actually, this isn't a pet peeve about the president. This is a pet peeve about the sycophant supporters of his who are drinking orange Kool-Aid. I'm going to blow this up in just a few minutes. And there's a person on the text line who's already figured this out. You are brilliant. I'm not going to share what it is because the rest of you will find out in a bit. We were talking about this little dust-up going on between the president and Nancy Pelosi. We played a clip. The president really skewering Nancy Pelosi and saying that she's got some real problems, which she does. Here's the other clip that this one is a little more problematic. By the way, one of the things that I don't care who you are, drives me up the wall, is when you have to tell somebody something about yourself over and over, it's not a good sign. Okay? I'm just saying. All enemies aside. By the way, one of the things that happened, and I watched all of this, where the president had a news conference yesterday, and in the midst of this, he said, you know, he basically turned to his aides one by one. He was calling like three of them and saying, you know, I didn't blow up. I didn't, you know, shout at this news conference, did I? You know, and he got, you know, his economic advisor, and he got what's-her-face, who I can't remember her name now. I'm so Kellyanne Conway, so sick of hearing that woman. I just wish she would shut up. I mean, she sickens me to my very core. I mean, the word sycophant doesn't begin to describe this woman. And there was another aide there that was, Sarah Sanders. You know, it just basically, you know, he's getting them to vouch for him. Let me just say this. Mr. President, you don't need people to freaking vouch for you. This is a waste of time and energy. It's like he's trying to make a case. He doesn't need to make a case. Ignore this moron. She's an idiot. Let her fly her broom back to San Francisco and leave her alone. But instead, he goes in there and goes on the defensive. Why? And then we hear this nonsense. Play it for us, Johnny.
To me, the most important part, I used to talk about this 20, 25 years ago as a private person. And for whatever reason, you'll explain this to me, I always got a lot of publicity. So if I said something, even as a private builder or whatever I was doing at the time, I would get a lot of publicity. And without a lot of trying. And I was against certain things. But if you look and you take a look back, you'll see all of the things that you're talking about and all of the things that you're asking about, I was against at that time. And I'm still against. I haven't changed very much. Been very consistent. I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Can somebody please. You know, I think of what my mentor, Don Adkins, said to me. And I'll repeat this because it's one of my favorite quotes from him. Because he said, being an apostle is kind of like being a lady. If you have to tell people, you aren't.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Stop! Oh, my goodness. I've got to go to a caller. This is killing me. Let's go out to Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm fine. You know, you're discussing who skewers who the most, Pelosi or Trump, and it's entertaining. But, you know, the real issue is I'm a free and autonomous American. When I go into the voting booth and I cast my vote, it's not based off what Russians put on the internet or, you know, campaigns make political ads and they're trying to influence me, but I make that vote. And unless the Russians or somebody went in and changed the vote, there's no problem with propaganda, advertisement, marketing, campaigns, Everybody does it. But it's my job as an American citizen to filter through the information, disseminate and discern, and come to a conclusion and cast my vote. Now, unless that vote has been changed, I don't see any problem with what's going on in the process. Now, about this thing with Pelosi and Trump, who told a lie, right? They had their meeting. He went out of the room. He was accused of blowing up and going crazy. If he did, he did, and there'll be witnesses to it. If he didn't, and there'll be witnesses to it. People miss the point. We've been so conditioned, like Pavlov's dogs, we miss the point. You know, there's no food. Why are we salivating?
So where does this go, Scott?
Well, people have to just be responsible for themselves, their behavior. Now, get me right. I don't agree with Donald Trump. He's an arrogant Yankee. You know, he's going to say things. He thinks he walks on water. But when it comes to the policies, I'm on board with 95% of what he's trying to accomplish and do as president of the United States.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your call there, Scott. Let's go out to Joanna next. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So I was listening to your comment about Donald Trump reacting to Nancy Pelosi. And I guess my feeling is that he is human, just like everybody else. I mean, you can only tolerate so much crap, you know? And she's dished a lot of it out. And so, I mean, should it stay off Twitter? Of course it should. And, you know, the genius remark, well, if you look at the definition of genius, he might fall into that category, but you don't say it. I mean, that kind of makes you an idiot. But either way, you know, it's okay to think you're a genius if you go to the definition of it and think you're a genius. But I do think that you can only take so much criticism, and he's done pretty good. He's put up with a lot.
Okay.
So, gonna give him a break.
All right, Joanna. Hey, appreciate your call. Man, I'm gonna have a fun time with some of these texts and the story that blows away a lot of the propaganda that unfortunately too many people believe about this president. We're gonna talk about it coming up. Stay with us.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
One, I'm Pam Warner for WBT Traffic.
Did you happen to miss any of the Vince Coakley radio program broadcasts throughout this week? If you did, all you have to do is go to WBT.com/shows, and you can catch up on everything that's going on. Listen to WBT anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. Just a few minutes from now, we have Faith Focus Friday. And the text line, man, it is quite predictable. I knew I would get people worked up here. This is good stuff here. Let's start here. I'm not going to give away. This person's figured out what I'm going to share next. You're drinking Never Trumpers Kool-Aid. Ignore the Speaker of the House? You can't do that. He's exposing how disingenuous they are. Oh, so we didn't know that already. He defends himself because a lot of people believe Nancy Pelosi. Think, Vince. Think. Another person, extremely stable genius. LOL. He's trolling them, Vincent. Vince, he's trolling. When you freaking start shouting, I freaking turn off my radio. Have a blessed weekend, Vince. Vince, you are like what Rush said yesterday about Democrats. Not used to someone that fights back. Really? Is that what you call this? Can you people think on your own? I mean, seriously.
We said this yesterday.
Come on. Vince, I think I figured out why you don't like Trump. Your personalities are super similar. You both are arrogant, egotistical, and poor listeners. I liked you better when you were humble and interested in the facts. No, you tend to prefer listening to yourself instead of others. Wow. This is getting better every day, isn't it? I agree with the caller. My vote is my vote. If you like America, vote Trump. If not, vote Democrat. Boy, that's simple. This is driving me up the wall. Let's see. Trump might be a genius after all. He did win a rigged election. Okay. Vince, I love President Trump and his unpolitical etiquette. I laugh too, but because I love how he bugs people when he's president and they're not, his record shreds them. Okay. All right. Here's what I want to go to next. There's a texter who's figured out one of my big pet peeves. And this is not a pet peeve about the president. This, again, is another example of how people drink Kool-Aid without getting the facts. Okay? Remember one of the things I told you? Don't put a lot of stock in this thing of the president not taking his, what, $400,000 a year salary. Who gives a freaking crap? This family, they're making off like bandits out of the treasury of the United States of America. Do you want to know how much? I'm going to tell you how much. And this is really a twofer, okay? This is a twofer because we're going to deal with the subject of the salary, but we're also going to deal with the subject of golf. Remember the president, well, at the time, the private citizen who made fun of Barack Obama for being out on the golf course all the time and said he was never going to be out there? He was going to be working all the time for us. Remember that? We now have this. In August of 2016, Donald Trump stood before an audience in Northern Virginia, made a casual but firm promise. As president, I'm going to be working for you. I'm not going to have time to play golf.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Not the most significant broken promise, but it might be the most brazen. Trump incessantly bashed Barack Obama for golfing, repeatedly pledged he'd be too busy cutting deals on behalf of the American people to find his way to a golf course. Well, this promise was broken less than 2 weeks into his presidency. Now, more than 2 years later, he's played golf many dozens of times and racked up a taxpayer tab. Do you know what that tab is? Either of you guys want to guess what that tab is right now? Now, keep in mind, remember that $400,000 meager salary that he's foregone for 2 years. How much do you think the tab is on the president's golf outings?
$20 million.
Keep going.
$90 million.
Keep going.
No.
$100 million.
Oh, for golf?
For golf. U.S. taxpayers have spent $81 million for the president's two dozen trips to Florida, $17 million for his 15 trips to New Jersey, another $1 million so he could visit his resort in Los Angeles, and at least $3 million for his 2 days in Scotland last summer. $1.3 million of which went just for rental cars for the massive entourage that accompanies a president abroad. $102 million. Oh, by the way, remember that $400,000 salary? This money for golf outings represents 255 times the president's annual salary. And three times the cost of Robert Mueller's investigation. It's also the amount of money that would fund 6 years of the Special Olympics program that he originally cut to save money. That's back, by the way. And that number's going to grow because the president's going to go to play golf in Ireland next month. You know, the thing that really blows my mind about this is how undiscerning so many people are about this. Because a good part of this money goes straight into the Trump organization. That's where he's golfing. He knows that. And all I'm asking of some of you, I mean serious, super orange Kool-Aid drinkers to do, is be a little bit more discerning. Just a little bit. And not buy this line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.